Hello, this is Satyan Raja, and you're listening to News for the Soul. Be open in your mind, your body, your being. Allow yourself to drench in this awesome information to evolve you to your next place.
Hey, this is Dave Morehouse, and you're listening to News for the Soul.
Next on News for the Soul Radio, it's time for Sacred Transformations with Dakara Keys. Dakara is a gifted intuitive healer that specializes in clearing core issues and blocks that hold you back from stepping into your true power, passion, and purpose. It's time for you to transform the very essence of your being into a radiant and magnificent beacon of light. Welcome, Dakara, back to News for the Soul.
Sounds good to me. Let's get the party started. Dakara Keys, welcome back to News for the Soul.
Hey, hi, Nicole. How are you?
I am eclectic. How are you?
Great. The shift of the energy is definitely playing with all of us.
What is going on, for the love of humanity and everything else?
Well, yeah, I would say that could be answered in a lot of different ways, but definitely we've had a lot of solar flare activity going on that's been, I think, pushing and bubbling things up for people. And, of course, we're coming into solar or the eclipse season. We've got the equinox coming up here, and we're already in the shadow of Mercury retrograde. So,
oh, for the love of God.
Yes. So that's what I mean. There's lots going on. But I'm also looking at this as a time to really help kind of push people into purging what's not serving them, or being more aware and conscious of what's going on within, and all that, I'm going to call it yummy good stuff, even though it doesn't feel that way most of the time when we're feeling pushed up against the wall with stuff coming up or uncomfortable feelings or emotions. But my invitation would be like, okay, so acknowledge it and then ask some questions about it, because we always have the power to shift and change. And I think even for myself, I think, you know, I forget that at times. It's kind of like, wait, I have the power to do something about this. I don't have to sit here and wallow in this fill-in-the-blank energy. I can change the way I'm looking at this. I can change the energy. I can, at least at the very minimum, change the way I'm thinking about it. So today, the guides want me to talk about the energy of indecision. Or what is the cost of indecision in our life? And when we think about kind of being on that teeter-totter of energy, and we're like thinking we're going to go one way and then we're going to go the other way, and ultimately the energy of indecision can create like a paralysis within our body and within our being and our mind of our own will to make a decision, to step into our own courage and power, even when it feels scary. Because making decisions, especially big decisions in life, you know, there could be repercussions. There's going to be change that maybe comes with that, and that's going to push us into an uncomfortable place. But not making a decision can also wreak havoc on our body. It can totally mess with the flow in other areas and aspects of our life. And it just keeps us stuck. And I'm thinking most people, you know, we don't want to be in that place of stuck. We want to be able to move forward. So later we'll do a little kind of meditation or exercise to help everybody kind of move, get off the fence, you know, make a decision one way or the other so that you can move forward, especially as we move into this time of the equinox and that energy of balance. So if we could have that teeter-totter from being, you know, sitting on the ground on one side with something high in the air on the other, and going back to the other side as, you know, you kind of ride that little teeter-totter to where it's just balanced, where we know the scales are balanced. We know that regardless of the decision, we're moving forward and we're taking those forward steps, because that to me is what's important versus just kind of staying stuck or paralyzed by fear, because indecision many times is based on some fear of the unknown or fear of what's going to happen if I decide to do this or if I decide to do that. And many times there can be gatekeepers or other energies that are kind of supporting that indecision or supporting that paralysis within. So today we'll talk more about, or we'll do some energy processes to help us move out of that space. We'll look at what might be within us that's holding us back. We'll take a look at if there's a gatekeeper there, and I'll explain more about what that is, because that term can mean different things, especially in the New Age, excuse me, in spiritual communities. And then I'll take in a little guided journey to, you know, just a simple little exercise that can help you move forward on your own to make those decisions. So, does that sound good?
That sounds brilliant.
Good. So, I also wanted to ask, I know we're kind of on the little bit different system or something today based on your email, so will there be live callers to check in with, or?
Want to check in with them now?
Well, yeah, let's just see if somebody has a question about what I'm talking about, or if they have, you know, something they want to share around the energy.
Let's do it. 505, what's going on out there for you? What's your first name? Where are you calling in from? Hello.
Hello.
Area code 505.
Yes. My name is Katrina, and I have been an interest. I've been having a problem with electromagnetic energy that doesn't allow me to sleep, that saps my strength, and doesn't allow me to move forward in life. And it feels like this energy is kind of like maybe a past life energy or something like that I'm having to deal with. And I want to get some clarification, if I could, on what's going on and what to do about it.
Okay, so you said EMF as in electromagnetic frequencies?
Yes.
Okay, so I guess the first baseline question is, you know, do you have electronics on nightstands or by your head? If you do, the suggestion would be move them off and only use maybe something that is battery operated. And in doing that, there's also, a lot of us just don't stop and think about the stuff we put into our field. There's a lot of tools that will help you with the EMFs.
I've actually tried a few of them. And I'm sensitive enough to know whether they're working hard or not.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you have every electronic device kind of removed from your sleep area?
I have practically everything that I can. It's not just sleep, it's work or wherever I'm at.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm not getting so much that it's I think you just haven't found the right tools or the things to have present with you. So whether it's something that you're wearing on your body that you could even sleep in, because there are a lot of tools out there that can help you that you can wear. There's things you can put on your phone, your, you know, radios, alarm clocks, little disc things. There's so many, you know, I don't know what to say as far as which one would be best for you because there are a lot of them out there. But I feel like you need to amp up and look at tools that will help support you both in your sleep time and in your daytime, meaning like a pendant or something that you're going to wear that's going to help with the EMFs. And it could be something that has the Oregon in it. Vibes Up has a lot of great products. If you go to dakara.com, there's a banner there that links out to that website. I know that things shifted for us in the bedroom when I bought one of the pyramid that she makes from all of this, these crystals and stones. She makes these really cool, all kinds of different things.
I've actually tried the Oregon and did not find it successful.
Okay. So then maybe go to that site I mentioned, to dakara.com, and click on the Vibes Up link and see what's – because she has things that you can wear. She has things that you can place in your home. There's all kinds of great stuff. I'm, again, not feeling that it's so much a past life thing, is that it's just finding the right tool that's going to help keep your your body balanced and not affected so deeply by those types of energies, because, I mean, they're everywhere. Unless you want to move out into, you know, a cabin in the woods that has no electricity, you just need to find the right tool that's going to work for you.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thanks for calling. Do you want to take another line or two before we do anything else?
Yeah, let's do a couple more, and then we'll jump into moving some energy. So let's
617. What's going on with your energy? What's your first name? Where are you calling from?
I'm from Boston, and it's my name's Mary, and I just tuned in. Hi, how are you? So my energy is pretty tired, so I'm not sure what's going on, if it's thyroid, or I went for tests and it came back balanced, but prior to this it didn't come back, it came back low, so now I have to go to another doctor, I think, but I'm just checking in and see what you get.
So I'm going to say that, you know, you might want to talk to a homeopathic or a naturopath about the thyroid. Thyroid mm-hmm. testing can be kind of vague at times, where
right.
there's an issue, and yet it's not going to show up in traditional medical testing. Because
right.
I do feel like there is a weakness there for you, and seeing someone that works in an alternative medicine would be of higher benefit to get you on some natural remedies that would help feed and support the thyroid.
Right.
I do feel that you are very sensitive to the solar flare energy. So when there's more activity around that, and you can look it up online and actually track it, and when they happen, and then they mm-hmm. take a few days to actually reach the planet, but you can actually track on how you're feeling and what your energy is doing, and then find things that can help you with that, meaning
mm-hmm.
to help keep your energy balanced. But I think the first launch off for you would be to get on some natural supplements for the thyroid, to kind of balance your body out first, and then
right.
it will be easier to navigate with the solar flare energies. And I do have a flower and gem elixir remedy called Solar Flare Relief, and a lot of people have found it's really helpful with their energy levels and with headaches in particular, because
mm-hmm.
that seems to be what hits the body the most. And I know for me personally, I will feel drained. It'll be like, oh, and when I look it up, it's like, oh, okay, yeah, we had that, so I'll just take some of the remedy, and it just kind of shifts that off of my field.
Mm-hmm. Good. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye. Are you there, Nicole?
Yep, there we go. Oh, my goodness
okay.
gracious. I'm having so much fun. It's so great. Oh, let's take
and
one
I
more.
Believe you 1,000%.
Yeah, exactly. My gritted teeth smiling away here.
It's okay.
339.
It does feel like one of those days.
Oh,
okay,
my
go
God,
ahead.
I know. It's just... stuff is flying and moving. 339. What's your first name? Where are you calling from? Area code 339. Yellow. Yeah, okay. Next caller, you're showing up as all ones. 1111111. Ta-da! What's going on with you? What's your first name? Where are you calling in from? Yellow.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's
Hello.
Your first name?
Oh, I was just listening to the call. I just started listening in, so I don't know the subject matter.
Well, I wanted to talk about the cost of indecision in our lives today. So do you have an area of your life that you're feeling indecisive about?
Not so much indecisive. I'm on my path, my purpose. And I'm just finding, just dealing with, yes, some of my self-doubt and fear, but also in part of that, I'm going to school to achieve a certain portion of it. I'm learning sound engineering, but I'm finding the, with some of these instructors, and the place itself is so toxic and negative, and you know, meaning that, you know, I've been given, you know, very low grades, trying to fail me, and you know, so on and so forth. I mean, in achieving, you know, this will help me a bridge to achieve bringing my, some of my ministry, so to speak, to serve others. And
right,
obviously the sound engineering would work with, yes, I'm working with cultivating, developing my music and with songs, and but in
well, I want to say that self-doubt and fear are like the sisters to indecision. So, so what is your first name?
Patricia, I'm sorry.
Patricia. Okay, great. So, Patricia, do you want to play a little bit to help shift some of that energy? Because if you are feeling self-doubt or having fear come up, it could be that these teachers and instructors, I'm not saying that, you know, they're going to turn into, like, really nice, enlightened, kind people, but but maybe they won't be pinging off of this self-doubt and fear within you.
Right, and they're nothing but psychic energy vampires. I realize that.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, let me just hang with us. I'm going to go ahead and create sacred space and stuff. Or Nicole, maybe we could mute her and then hang on and come back to her after I kind of do a basic about HPT. And then we'll bring Patricia back to do some exercises with. Are you good with that, Patricia?
Sure, yes.
Okay, great.
Okay,
all right,
stand by.
So, thank you. Okay, so let's start by... I'm going to invite everybody into the beautiful meadow of sacred healing light, and we're going to ground, and then I'll give some basics about heart point technique, which is the main modality that I weave into the work that I share through Sacred Transformations, and just to kind of give everybody a platform. So I want you to just imagine that you're walking into a beautiful meadow, any season of the year that calls to your heart, and you can just, as you step inside across that threshold, you feel that shift in energy. And as you gaze around the outer edge of the meadow, you can actually see that light of sacred healing energy. And right before you is a beautiful waterfall of rainbow-colored light. And just step into that rainbow light and allow it to wash off the mundane energy and anything that's not serving you. And as you step out the other side, we're going to focus on the base of the spine, sending a grounding cord of light all the way down to the center of Mother Earth, grounding, anchoring, connecting into her. And I want you to send it down into that wellspring of healing light within Mother Earth. There we go. And then we're going to bring that healing light up that grounding cord through the base of your spines, all the way up into the center of your heart. We're going to co-mingle your heart's energy and Mother Earth by creating an infinity loop, looping it up over to the left and up over to the right and around. There we go. And then we're going to send that co-mingled energy up out your crown, all the way out to Source, looping through Source, bringing Source back down through the crown, right down into your beautiful, loving heart. And invite that energy to now create a figure eight from the base of your spine to the crown of your heads, connecting you to Mother Earth and to Source. And then we're going to loop in that infinity symbol. There we go. Connecting us into the energy of pure love. And so it is. So heart point technique is a newer healing modality and not that well known on the planet. It was brought forth by Rebecca Marina from Divine Mother. And it's really about working with the light and sound. So I'll be doing some chanting, and mostly what I'll be chanting is ancient languages. The Arabic language in particular is the one that comes through the most. And why the ancient languages? Well, specifically in the 99 names of God in the Arabic language, that has been chanted for over 6,000 years on our planet. So we're tapping in to a sound signature. So whether it's Hebrew, Sanskrit, whatever this ancient language that may come through, it's tapping into a sound signature that's already there and just amplifies the energy. And on Newer's, the main word that you'll hear me using, and that simply means the light. It's the incorruptible healing light. And as I'm chanting, it's just amplifying it and helping it move faster. So the points for heart point technique is the high self point, 18 to 24 inches above the head. And then we've got the crown, and we'll move energy through the crown, through the corpus callosum, which is the bundle of nerves that connects both hemispheres of the brain. I'll bring it into the eye points. So the eye points are the third eye, beginning of the eyebrow, above the bridge of the nose, side of the eye, under the eye, and the tear duct points. So just as it sounds, we're on the inner part of your eye, where the tear ducts are just above that. That point, either side of the eye or both, is important because it's where one of the places on the body where the meridians connect back into the brain. So it's like addressing a whole lot of energy shifting all at once. Then we have the physical heart and then the consolidation point. So the consolidation point is at the back of the head where the spine and the head connect, and also known as the ulna major. Again, another place where all the meridians connect back in. All right, so let's start by bringing some light in to play with, and then we'll bring Patricia back on the line, and we'll do some work around indecision, self-doubt, and fear. Because like I said, self-doubt and fear are like the sisters to indecision. It's like that other side of the teeter-totter. So hand over your physical heart, and you can close your eyes. The other hand pose in this modality is hand over your eyes, like, oh, no, I can't look anymore. You can either do that or not, whatever feels comfortable for you. Focus your attention on the high self point as we call forth, and we're going to fill a beautiful, say, glass pitcher of all of this yummy light and energy I'm going to call forth. So we're going to call forth the light of illumination, the light of divine revelation, divine mother, divine father's Holy Spirit light, the truth, the wisdom, the clarity, the understanding of this energy of indecision, of self-doubt and fear, and where this is living in your bodies and how it is holding you back from moving forward into your truth, into your wisdom, and to share your gifts and light with the world. So now we're going to pour that light. Let's see. Let's call in the sound, the color, the light, and the frequency and any sacred geometry that's right and perfect for everyone listening. There we go. That feels more complete. And we're going to now pour that pitcher of light into your crown chakra. Anur, Anur, Anur. Allowing that light to move counterclockwise through the crown and out to all of the eye points. Anur, Anur. And then we'll allow it to move down through the corpus callosum, that bundle of nerves. Al Mukman, Al Mukman, Al Mukman. This is a beautiful way to move the light into the left side of our brains, that more logical and analytical parts of ourselves, and to illuminate that and to allow it to be open. And then we're going to drop it into the midbrain area, which consists of the pineal, the hypothalamus, part of the brainstem, part of the reptilian brain, the limbic brain. And I'm just going to help open and activate that for everyone. Sada Shivam. Sada Shivam. Sada Shivam. Sound is the beginning of creation in the universe. So when we're chanting and bringing energy in through the midbrain in particular, where the pineal gland is, we're sending that frequency out. And so setting a platform here for everyone is a great way to start the manifesting process. And now we're going to bring this light down through the throat chakra, Anur, Anur, down into the hearts. Al Mukman, Al Mukman, Al Mukman, allowing that light to expand to the deepest wisdom wells of your heart centers. Anur, Anur, Anur. And Al Mukman is the affirmer and having faith. So that's just another one of the names of God, that it helps expand and move that light. So let's bring Patricia back, and then we'll take a look at this self-doubt energy and the fear behind indecision.
Okay.
Are you with us, Patricia?
Are you still here?
Yes, yes. Thank you. I want to let you know I'm on a train, so I might lose your connection, but I'm going to keep on talking to you.
Okay.
I feel calm and centered, and as you were doing the guided meditation, I was seeing and, you know, feeling the light blue, pink, like green, you know, colors, you know, moving through me and then, you know, going up, you know, to an, you know, up into, you know, infinity and coming back down.
Good. Yeah, it's a grounding. I do that before I do any type of work, because I want everybody to be in a really good, grounded, safe and sacred space to really feel the power of the energy and to know that they're in a good place to do the work. All right, so I want you to close your eyes, place your hand over your heart, and I want you to think about that self-doubt and that fear energy that's been coming up. And we're going to command the light in your heart, and I'm going to invite everyone else listening to do the same, whether it's indecision, self-doubt, or fear energy, or fear of making the wrong decision. Whatever it is for you, just trust. And even if I'm not using the exact words for you, just follow along. And the beautiful thing with doing this type of energy work is there's borrowing benefits. So even if it's not the exact right words, you're still benefiting and receiving exactly what you need, because everyone's own personal non-physical team knows exactly what they need. Okay, so Patricia, we're going to send this light out to where the energy of self-doubt is living the strongest in your body. So I'm going to chant that light out and just pay attention to where you're seeing or feeling it going. Anur, Anur, Anur. So where are you seeing that self-doubt show up the most for you, Patricia?
I say my heart and my solar plexus.
Did you say heart? I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear you.
Heart and solar
heart.
Plexus.
Okay. Excellent. Okay. So let's first do a wave of energy, and again, this is for everyone listening, of calling forth what's needed to help shift that self-doubt, and then we'll look at what the layer is underneath that. So, and I did get the solar plexus part for you as well. So we're going to call forth to our high self point the energy of truth, wisdom, clarity, courage, and we'll call in what I call the standards, unconditional love, divine forgiveness, and let's bring in some self forgiveness as well. And we're going to call in the sound, the color, the light, the frequency, or frequencies, and the Hathors are here with everyone. They're part of the team that gets called into the meadow before we even start the call. And the Hathors are masters of sound and frequency. So for many of those listening, they'll be bringing in, I'm going to say, 1 to 3 different sound waves to help support moving this fear for you or self-doubt. And Patricia, let's rate that self-doubt on a scale of 1 to 10, and everybody can rate this as well. 1 being, I don't feel any self-doubt or fear, and 10, I feel a lot. Where would you rate that?
5.
Okay. So is that in the heart more or the solar plexus more?
In both.
Okay. And both are equal at a 5?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So let's bring in any sacred geometry that's right and perfect. And we're going to bring this energy package down. So just imagine it floating into your crown. Anur, Anur, Anur. starts moving counterclockwise in the crown, and we're cleaning up any old neural pathways. Little bands of scrubber angels is what I call them, come in. They're little, like, scrubbing bubbles, and they come in and start cleaning up. Al Mookman, Al Mookman, Al Mookman. And we're going to bring this energy down through the corpus callosum and into the midbrain. Anur, Anur. And down through the throat. Anur, Anur. And into your heart centers. Al Mookman, Al Mookman, Al Mookman. And we're going to chant to open the heart a little bit more. Alpha Tau, Alpha Tau, Alpha Tau. And then we're going to send that light out to wherever, this energy package and light out to wherever you're feeling it. So, Patricia, for you, we'll send it from the heart down to the solar plexus. It's already in the heart center. And for everyone else listening, just send it to wherever it's needed. Anur, Anur, Anur. And we're going to bring in some mercy and compassion. Anahim, Anahim, Anahim. Anaman, Anaman, Anaman. And then we're going to anchor this energy with the truth and helping move some of that self-doubt and fear. Al-ha! And everyone take a deep breath in and out.
Okay.
So, Patricia, tune back into what was feeling like a 5 in the heart and the solar plexus and re-rate it now.
2.
2. Okay, good. Excellent. So that's a good shift. And a 2 doesn't necessarily need to be worked on more. Sometimes it just needs some processing time. But I do want to see if that 2 feels like it's helping you balance more with believing in yourself and feeling feeling courage and forward movement.
Yeah, because as you were chanting, I visually saw like thick mud, black, you know, mud coming out of my heart and, you know, my solar plex area.
Excellent. Yay. Well, it's been my pleasure working with you today, Patricia. And just have the faith and stay with us, and because I'm going to be offering a little meditation that can help with decisions and or making decisions or moving out of indecision.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Patricia. It's amazing that someone can be on a train halfway around the world and we can do this.
Yeah, I know.
In spite of everything.
It's wonderful. Yay! Yeah, and
yay.
Just to see that mud or that dark stuff coming out of her heart and her third, that's excellent. Yay! Okay, so
it really is amazing.
What I want to do before we take any more calls is let's do the little guided meditation with the tool to help. And again, this is really simple. And I like simple stuff because we remember it better. When things get really involved and complicated, we'll be like, okay, what was the next step? And then what was that other thing that she said? And so on. So I love the KISS theory, the Keep It Simple, Sweetie, because for myself personally, I know that I can be more proactive in my own life when I work with KISS, when I keep it simple. So I'm going to invite everyone to just take a deep breath. As you're in the meadow, I wanted you to imagine that a beautiful staircase appears, and this one descends down into Mother Earth. So just imagine that you start walking down the stairs, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And there's a slight curve to the staircase, and as you walk into this softly lit room, you'll see a beautiful comfy chair right there at the center. of the room. And as you look across, you'll see two doors. Door number one and door number two. So take just a moment by taking a seat in the beautiful chair and bring forth the item that you're feeling indecisive about. And maybe it's just connected to that self-doubt or that fear of making the wrong decision. Or maybe it's scary to think if I do this, then I have to step up and I have to, you know, put my big girl and big boy panties on and really stand in my strength and my power. So just take a moment thinking about this particular issue or topic that you've been on the fence with, that's been maybe draining your energy, keeping you stuck, or feeling paralyzed. And I want you to walk up to door number one. Don't open the door yet. Just walk up to the door. Maybe place your hands on the door itself. And feel the energy of making a decision in one direction, one of the possibilities. Just feel what that energy feels like in making the decision in that direction. And make a mental note. And then take a few steps back, maybe shake your hands, just kind of shaking off that energy of that decision. And then find yourself walking up to door number two. And again, not opening the door yet, but just being present with the energy of making the decision in that direction. And place your hands on the door, feeling the potential of energy and making your decision for that direction. And then just step back and shake off your hands. And I understand that there may be more than two options in making a decision. And if there is, you can always visit a door number three and a door number four. But for today, we're going to stay with door number one and door number two. So make a mental note or maybe even jot down what door number one felt like for you. Did it feel good and yummy and whole and filled with light? Or did it feel heavy and dark and ugh? And then do the same for door number two. So now the door that feels better, that has a lighter energy, I want you to move back to that door and open it and step inside. Stay in observation mode if you choose. Just observing the outcome of making the decision in this direction. What does it look like? What does it feel like? There might even be a taste to it or a scent. Who's present in that decision? Who's there to support you, to help you, to be the wind beneath your wings? Observe how easy it feels to stand in your power, having made this decision and having the support and the self-confidence to move forward. So imagine that an orb of light is appearing before you with the energy of this decision. And just capture that in your fingertips and bring it back with you through the door, allowing the door to close behind you. And find your way back to that comfy chair and just observe the energy in that orb. And here again, you have an option. You can either place this over your heart center and allow it to integrate in, supporting you in moving that direction. Or if you're not quite ready, you can simply set it on the end table next to the chair and know that it will be there and waiting for you when you are ready to come back. And maybe further investigation is needed, but using this simple technique of approaching and sensing the energies behind the doors, you don't need to go into the ones that feel heavy. You already know that doesn't feel good. But step into the ones that feel light and feel good and see what additional information and energy is there that will help propel you forward. So either with or without the orb coming with you, if you want to just bring the orb back, you certainly can. Find your way back to the base of the staircase as we ascend back to the meadow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Feeling the warmth of the sun in the meadow touching your cheeks. Knowing and feeling you're completely grounded. Taking a deep breath in, exhaling slowly, bringing your focus and awareness back to this present moment. And so it is. Okay. So let's see if we have anybody that would like to share their experience with either of those two little exercises, either the clearing or the decision doors. That's what we'll call it, the decision doors exercise.
Okay, I'm having some challenges with the board here. Hang on. I'm refreshing. I'm getting some emails in as well. Shall we go back to Patricia and see what her experience was?
Sure, we can do that.
I think we've still got her here. Let me see. Patricia, are you still there?
Yes.
Oh, perfect.
So, Patricia, how was that exercise working with the doors for you?
You know, I feel calm and, you know, centered, peaceful. Let's see. You know, when I was the guided meditation, if you're at an orb, I see myself like dressed in loose clothing, you know, like a loose top, you know, skirt, you know, sheesh. And I walk through my yes, you know, door, you know, yes to my life, yes to what I'm, my plans are working with in this time period. And that was speaking and, you know, writing and obviously with my class. So.
Excellent.
So yes, I do. I feel, you know, like peaceful, centered, and calm.
Yay. Well, thank you for sharing, Patricia. It's always easier to move forward and make decisions, or at least I believe it is, when we're in that peaceful and calm place.
All right. Thanks, Patricia. Enjoy your train ride. Angela, just reading the email here. Oh, we're getting a lot of emails just saying the same thing, generally grounded, calm, relaxed. But we've got one here from Angela in Seattle asking about nothing was coming to her during the experience, and can you enlighten about that?
Well, sometimes when we get that nothing is what I call it, it's usually a deeper fear. I'm not saying always, but there's a fear around retrieving information and moving forward, and or the self-doubt and the fear, it kind of becomes, you know, that where it's paralyzed the will with decisions to the point where we're just so stuck. And there could be a gatekeeper or a belief keeper or other energies under that. Today, I didn't feel the flow of it to do a treatment. I try to usually weave in an I got nothing, because sometimes we just, it's really about that decision. We don't know which thing to look at or what to give our attention and our focus to. So on other on the archives, we have done some gatekeeper releases. So my invitation would be to go back and listen to some of those, and to focus on this particular energy around indecision or self-doubt when doing the gatekeeper exercise.
Okay, perfect. We do have one more question here. Okay, this is from Tracy, and there's no location on it, but she's asking how this can apply to help through Mercury retrograde and the current energy.
So what a great question, because, you know, so many of us, we hear Mercury retrograde, and it's like, you know, our hair wants to stand on end, and we freak out. But Mercury retrograde is such a powerful time. Yes, there can be more challenges with communication, with electronics and automobiles and all that stuff. But this is a great time to review. So rewrite, review, any that you can think of. It's a great time to go in and do inner work and to ask some deeper questions, because we have this window of Mercury, you know, it's really kind of, it looks like it's going backwards, but it's not. It's more of a standstill. So it opens a doorway for us to go deeper within and to revisit, like I said, review. Maybe we need to recuperate and just spend some extra downtime being fully present with ourselves and not push so hard during this Mercury retrograde. Whatever re-words come to you, then go with that flow and pay attention to what's going on in your body and how it's feeling, because that will be the biggest service. Again, Mercury retrograde for me, you know, I do my best not to give attention. I'll see kind of little things like hanking up. It's like, okay, yeah, Mercury retrograde. But I really love this time to really kind of spend time with myself and go deeper and revisit things that I feel like there might still be a layer two or still something kind of going on, because it's such an easy time to do that. And then, you know, then we have the solar eclipse, new moon coming up a week from Saturday on September 12th. And a solar eclipse basically blocks the present moment. So even more powerful time to meditate and to go in to past lives, or kind of get out of all of the day-to-day energy of what's going on, because it's blocking all of that during the eclipse, for you to go back and look at different aspects or areas of your life, of your being, going into your the Hall of Records is another great way, or some will call it the Akashic Records. That's been more of a buzzword, but to me it's always been the Hall of Records, and working within those records to cancel and eliminate contracts or agreements or vows that we made at different times for our growth. And a lot of times what I've found working with, you know, hundreds and thousands of people is that some of them, they just stay there until we go back and say, okay, yes, I'm complete. And many of them are simple processes to do that. So hopefully that gives Tracy and everyone a little bit of my spin on Mercury retrograde. It doesn't have to be horrible and awful, but use it as an opportunity for transformation, your own sacred transformation, by allowing the energy to support you in going deeper.
All
Okay. Oh my gosh. It's 6 minutes to the top already. How the heck did that happen? So we need to kind of start wrapping the thing up in a nice neat little package here before we do our shameless self-promotion. So.
Yeah. So is there one more question or one more caller real quick? Because I don't have too much to share today. I've just got something real quick. So
maybe just I would say the greater good would be served best by just recapping on the current energies and what's to come. That would be perfect.
Good. Okay. So during this time between now and the end of September, it's a great time to purge. So whether that's purging emotions, using this Mercury retrograde time. Mercury actually goes retrograde on the 18th until October. Where are you? Until it goes stationary direct on the 10th. And then there's always the shadow before and after, but the most potent times are going to be during the Mercury retrograde. So we have that coming up on the 18th. We've got the equinox on September 23rd. Then we've got the solar eclipse on September 12th. The lunar eclipse will be happening on the 27th of the month. So big energies, but I'm going to say purge, purge, purge. So if you're feeling drawn to start purging, you know, clothes, household goods, items, there's lots of charities out there ready to receive, and here in Washington State in particular, with all the fires that have happened in Eastern Washington, you know, there's a lot of fundraising and items, you know, being gathered to donate to the families from those, you know, victims of the fires. And so purge, and even just taking it to your local thrift store or whatever. But the more that you're releasing and getting rid of now on the mental, emotional, and physical levels, the easier you'll be able to step into the flow and moving forward as we come towards that place of balance on the equinox. So if you think about, okay, if you feel like, oh, my teeter-totter's hanging down on this side and that's more emotional energy, or maybe it's the physical, or maybe it's thinking and stuff in the mind. If it's mind stuff, do some mind dumping is what I call it. So you can either handwrite it out, you can do it in a journal just on loose pieces of paper, because for me, mind dumping is just getting rid of it. I will type a lot of times because I'm faster typing than I am writing, and I can get things out faster, and then I don't even save the file. I just delete it. I just close it out because it's just literally a mind dump. It's gobbledygook. It doesn't matter. You can say, type out horrible, awful things because, you know, if that's what you need to do, because it's just a mind dump. You're just getting rid of the stuff and then delete the file or handwrite it, flush it down the toilet, burn it, whatever you want to do. On the emotional level, really be moving from the heart and letting stuff go. And the emotion can also be emotional attachments to the stuff in your home. So getting rid of the stuff in the home that's not needed, not serving, is weighing you down is a great purging option as well.
Yippee.
Yay.
Sounds like fun times.
Fun purging times. You know, and also, I think, you know, clearing clutter, we think about that and sometimes it feels overwhelming. So from my feng shui background, you know, pick a closet to start with. Don't think about the whole room or the whole house or the whole garage, but pick one little area of, let's say, the garage. Like, okay, that little area right there, that 3 feet by 3 feet space, I'm going to commit to cleaning that up this weekend. And sometimes when we get into it, we can, you know, we get into it and want to do more and more and more. But take baby steps, because when we start moving into overwhelm, what does that do? It moves us into indecision, and then we don't do shit. Oh, excuse me. We don't move forward, because then we feel overwhelmed and we feel stuck. So baby steps, take little tiny chunks, especially when it comes to the purging and the clearing clutter. You know, pick one shelf on a bookshelf and say, okay, I'm going to do that in the next 15 minutes. You know, sometimes putting a time frame on it is also helpful. And then when you get it done, just step back and go, wow, see how that feels, just getting that little done. It's like, oh, maybe I'll do another shelf this afternoon, or I'm going to do it right now because it feels so good, I want to get that much more done. I know that, that those little things are really, you know, helpful for me when it's I put my office through a huge transformation this summer, switching things up, getting rid of a lot of stuff, putting in some new cube storage things, small ones on my desk because I have a large workstation, and other ones in little bins, and it's like feels so much better in here and so much more functional than it was before. And it was a big project, but now that it's done, I'm so grateful that I took the baby steps and did little parts of it consistently. Okay, so here's for the epic promotion for this week off of the promotion page on the News for the Soul website. There'll be a link to my News for the Soul gift. So I have some gifts there. It goes deeper into Heart Point Technique. There's a bunch of recordings and a free ebook for you. There's also a couple more days left on the previous session on Embrace Your Authentic Self. It's a special package at a huge discount. But for right now, for people that really need support for the solar eclipse, next, let me see what day it is. Next Thursday is my new moon manifesting call. Low, low price to begin with, but I'm offering a $5 off coupon, which is basically about a third of the price. And if you go to that, there's a link and a coupon code. And the coupon code is NMSEPT. So it's New Moon September, and that will be good until the 12th. Because after the live call, there's a recording that's a little bit higher, so you can still use the price. And if you sign up before 3 p.m. on September 12th, you also will be entered into the drawing to win a 20-minute one-on-one session via phone or Skype with me. So extra bonus that way, too. And I am complete.
You are complete. And for the love of God, awesome show today. Interesting energies. It's exciting to see what's going to happen next.
Yes.
And have a good one. We've got you back on in 2 weeks time.
Yes, thank you so much, everyone. Much love and blessings.
Woohoo! The Kara Keys, all linked up eventually at newsforthesoul.com, which is in maintenance mode for the first time ever. So everybody stand by. We're going straight in. New show, new epic News for the Soul family member to introduce you to next.
This is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books. Welcome to the show, Greg Braden.
Well, good evening, Nicole. It's certainly a pleasure to hear your voice and a pleasure to be here tonight.
Welcome to the show, Stuart Wild.
Thank you very much.
John Kehoe, welcome to News for the Soul.
Hey, how are you?
Next up, Dr. David Morehouse.
I'm so glad that you called me because you are doing such an important task, important work, because you are spreading a very positive message.